I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Greetings, listeners of the podcast Paleo Bites. Host Matthew Donald left his microphone in the car all the way down in his apartment building's parking lot, and since he's on the third floor, he's too lazy to go down and get it before this episode is due to release. Therefore, he's using this free speech-to-text program to read this message. What a lazy bastard. Anyway, he has a Patreon at patreon.com/MatthewDonald. where you can find bonus content every month. For Paleo Bites bonus content, we discuss pop culture featuring prehistoric animals, and this month we're talking about Jurassic World Dominion, the pretty good and allegedly final installment in the Jurassic Park / World franchise. But since it grossed almost $1 billion, you can expect the next Jurassic World movie by 2027 at the latest. Link is in the description. Thank you for your support. Now I better go get my recording equipment out of my car before it melts in this summer heat. It was very expensive. Have a good day. My apologies. Matthew Donald is having way too much fun with this thing. Just a reminder that he is a 31-year-old man with a job and a girlfriend and his own apartment. Please do not forget that. This message will self-destruct in 1 second.
Roar. Growl. Snarl. Bellow.
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast that, like Coprolites, is solidified crap. My name's Matthew Don. Each week, I and a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week, I'm joined once again by one time, as in one recording time. Well, actually, no, two recording time. Limited time co-host, very special guest co-host, and my fellow host of The Ritwit, Matthew David Seiferts. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's nice to be here. Well, I refer to him as Donald, but I'll call him Matt for the purpose of this show and under a little different lens than we normally get. So that's going to be fun. Obviously, this is not
your
ideal
wheelhouse.
Circumstances but, by any means, but here
yep,
we are.
Yep, you didn't want to do it, and then I was like, I need some episodes that, well, all my co-hosts are quitting. They're not quitting, there's a lot
about as close to quitting as, I got it, you deserve this one. They quit on this podcast about the same way you quit on ours.
I deserve that. I deserve that. But actually, I quit worse on my one because these ones are coming back.
Theoretically, yes.
It's like one of
I don't need to put them under a bus.
Yeah, like, okay, just to explain, listeners, I'm not going to go into details, of course, but Lawrence is dealing with some stuff. Hopefully, we'll be able to record.
Lawrence is one of my closest friends as well. So, yes. Yeah, we're both aware of that and wish him well if he's listening. We love
Absolutely.
You, buddy.
Absolutely. We love you, buddy. We hope to see you record stuff soon. Lexi is moving to Boston, so recording with her will be very difficult.
Hilla beans of fun.
Very difficult. So some of my other co-hosts I've been having trouble getting a hold of, and here we are.
And this is literally, you saw the thing break in case of emergency, and here
it's
I am.
It's like, that's the David / Greg button. Greg! And then the Greg symbol appeared in the sky.
For more on that joke, well, you have to get the joke, so don't worry about it. We're not.
For more on that joke, you have to get. I mean, that could be true of any joke ever.
It's fair. That is fair.
Okay, so.
All right, but what are we talking about today?
Well, first, we got to get to the dinosaur related
Oh, that's
question.
Right, the dinosaur related question.
Okay.
Wish me luck. I'm crossing myself. You can't see it, listeners.
Okay. Well, thank you, because I have to come up with these on the fly. So, if you had to picture any dinosaurs Catholic, which one?
If I had to. See, I'm giving you material. This is what we do.
If you can't think of the personality, like think of like one that could cross itself. So clearly not T-Rex. I couldn't do it. It's big.
Yeah. I'm going to say...
I got one if you don't have one.
I think I have. I mean, I have a couple. I'm thinking of smaller ones. I'm just trying to find one that's like a appropriate reference. Do I do the one that I was involved with, or do I do Compsognathus?
Oh, you're talking about Fukui Raptor? Was that what you
That's what I was thinking maybe Fukui Raptor.
Because it does have that big claw, so it could just... Whoop,
whoop. So probably could, you know? It doesn't even have to have that long of an arm, but yeah. You can still do it.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing about...
Is there a dinosaur... I'm gonna turn this around on you. Is there a dinosaur that's like known for crouching... Because, like, imitating the kneel that Catholics do when they're in prayer.
Probably the, we want some of the hadrosaurids or the ornithopods. The ones that, like, let's talk about Mutaburrasaurus.
Well, you definitely want an herbivore because you don't want them eating the other churchgoers, right?
I guess that's true. but with their plant eater, they'll eat the cross? No.
Well, no, I don't know. Do they eat static wood?
No, they're not termites. So.
Yeah, I was about to say.
they would eat the bread, though, in communion, and the wine. So, yeah.
Well, it depends. Is it actual wine or juice?
Well, no. According to Catholics, which is what we're talking about, it's literally. It's not metaphorically.
To be the blood of Christ.
It's literally the blood and body of Christ. So.
To be fair, neither of us are practicing Catholics. My dad was for most
of
his life.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So dad was Catholic, but mom was Methodist. So when they met and got married, they're like, okay, what do we do? So they settled in the middle on Presbyterian. So that's what I was raised.
I was raised Methodist, but now I'm the lazy man's atheist agnostic.
I mean, I can't even claim Christmas, Easter Catholic, man. It's bad. My dad once compared it to a buffet. You go to a place where you can literally pick whatever things you want to put on your plate, right?
Yeah.
There are a whole lot of cafeteria Catholics. was the term he used. Anyway.
Anyways, so I was going to say, let's say like a Mutaburrasaurus, because that's one that's mainly walks on two legs rather than four legs.
Okay, fair enough.
But can go on four legs.
Okay, that would work, because prostrating yourself before the altar or whatever. Is there a joke to be made about it being from Australia?
Look, do you say Australians can't be Catholic?
No, I'm just saying the Mutaburrasaurus itself.
Yeah, I know.
All right, whatever.
I'm
joke close. Aborted.
Okay. The nice thing about, like, I don't know if a Mutaburrasaurus this. Iguanodon had the little thumb spike. So.
Oh, yeah.
So let's do Iguanodon. That's from Britain. So the origin of Catholicism. That's not true. That'd be Venice, right?
I think. I don't. I'd have to ask one of
Not
our
Venice,
friends.
Not Venice, Vatican. Venice is the place with the port.
That's also the same country, though.
Italy,
Venice,
yeah.
Italy, yeah.
Okay.
But Vatican City, of course. I'd have to ask my history buff friend, who you also know. But anyway.
All right, well, speaking of here's what I pick. I'm picking a Frovenator. And speaking of which, we're talking about...
A Frovenator?
A Frovenator.
Sure, that's your pick for the one who's Catholic.
Yeah,
okay.
It just happened to coincide with
Of
it.
Course! Oh, wow. After you've already gone on about iguanodons and Mutaburrasaurus.
Yeah. Anyways, it means African hunter.
Pretty standard, straightforward. Yeah, and, of course, all the big hair jokes.
Absolutely. And we'll get to that, actually.
Oh, okay. I'm preluding everything.
Type is a megalosaur theropod, a group of basal tetanurin meat-eaters from the earliest catalogs of paleontology. Megalosaurus itself is the OG dinosaur of human discovery, so show it some respect.
So, okay, I get the Megalosaurus was like one of the first ones, but Megalosaurus itself is in the theropod family, or
yes.
Did it like break down further into Megalosaurid theropod?
No, it's in the theropod family.
Oh, wait, theropod is body type? Is that the thing?
Theropods are, they are the lizard-hipped dinosaurs that are often the meat-eaters.
Okay,
Not all of them are meat-eaters, though.
Sure. But
they all include, all the meat-eaters that we know of are theropods. But not all theropods are meat eaters. So we're like Therizinosaurus.
Square, rectangle.
Yes, exactly. Therizinosaurus is a theropod, but it also evolved to eat plants. So
fair enough. That's what the long claws are for, to get the
yes,
foliage.
Yes,
right.
yes. So if it seems
you
like
see, listeners, why I insisted on not being on Paleobites.
No, I'm just saying. I was going to mention if it seems like he actually is quite knowledgeable about the dinosaurs, like long claws, Metaperosaurus from Australia. It's because of my books. He didn't know about this himself. So.
Yeah. For probably a fair amount of it comes from the books or just listening to his podcast.
Yeah.
As I said, this is literally the break in case of emergency.
Right, exactly. But yeah, so Megalosaurus was the first one described, and then for a while, like, we just named every dinosaur Megalosaurus because...
Well, okay, when you say discovered and described, I know they're different. But
okay,
like,
Lexi asked the same question.
Do they have some that were discovered before they described what the dinosaur was?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Discovered is when you find the bones.
Right.
Often it's not
you
described
excavate,
at,
you
at minimum.
Bones, but until you can like put things together, you can't describe the actual creature.
At minimum, something is described like usually like a year or two later.
Probably after more excavation.
Sometimes things are described hundreds of years later. And it's not because the paleontologists are lazy. It's because it's described initially as something else.
Well, and then, there's a whole lot of conflicting information. Like, you find a new thing that changes everything you thought you mm-hmm. knew about a creature, right?
Yeah. So there's been some, because this I've always said, like, I don't want to be a paleontologist because I don't want to go out in the sun in the Badlands lifting heavy rocks.
Yeah.
Like
that does
digging
not sound
dirt.
Like your idea
no.
of the time.
But some paleontologists, the way they describe species, they don't even have to leave the building of the museum. They just go in the catacombs.
That's the cushy job you
yeah,
want.
They go into the catacombs, they look at all the bones on display, or like the ones in the storage, not the ones on display, the ones in storage in the shelves in the back.
Okay.
Yeah, because the ones on display are, spoiler alert, those often aren't real bones. But the ones in storage, they look at them and they're like, wait a minute, this is a brand new species. This is my paper. Why? They write a paper. Boom. New species. Didn't even have to leave the building.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy. I think there's one thing that I saw on Discord once. It was like, if we had just discovered dinosaurs now and had to name hundreds of them,
I've heard
there'd
this.
Be a heckin' chonkosaurus.
Or like a hashtagosaurus.
Which would be amazing.
Or a thick Osaurus.
A scaly, thick boy. Two C's.
That's true. Wouldn't even be Saurus, wouldn't it? Because like, we only call it that because of the old
one.
Yeah,
it only, it's just a be tradition like, at this point, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Afrovenator. Okay, so.
So anyway, about the Afrovenator.
Size. 23. Again, this is why you're actually a natural on this show. The tangents. All the other
No, it's because we've perfected our repertoire on the Ritwit. So,
anyways,
go ahead.
Size 23-26 feet, slash 7-8 meters long, 1750 to 2200 pounds, or 800 to 1000 kilograms. Diet carnivore. Location Niger. I see how you wrote in the notes. Yeah,
well,
you're aware that Niger and Nigeria are two separate countries, right?
I did not believe they were. That's why I wasn't sure.
Okay.
That's why I made the note.
So
I wasn't sure. I wanted to make
thank
sure
you for
right.
trying to be on top of it. Be like, oh, my co-host here clearly doesn't know what he's talking about here.
I didn't say that you don't know what you're talking about. I just
Greg is
to
here to
about.
Help. That's a sort of a right.
That's sort of a reference, and we don't even have the dang button. Crap. Cheap plugs. I would find it hilarious because it started with Fukui Raptor, which of course is kind of a small boy, and now we've got kind of a larger boy. I keep thinking that the next one's going to be like even bigger,
well,
and you're just going to do that to me on purpose.
We'll find out, won't we?
We'll find out, won't we?
Time, mid to late Jurassic, 167 to 157 million years ago. Described in 1994, pop culture appearances. It seems Book Megazoic is the only one who dares to utter its name.
Dares. Well, I mean, when you talk about all the possible jokes.
Yeah. Well,
for people who don't understand the actual meaning of the name.
I use one in the second book, The Primeval Power, as one of the mysterious shades that serves the Therizinosaurus, which Nevissa.
Mm-hmm.
You should go read it, y'all.
Before that, I totally recommend that, by the way.
In older versions of Megazoic, which you haven't read, he, Frovenator was, I know you have, but like the listeners
they
have,
did, yes.
The villain Zogan, which if that sounds like a silly, oh, that's clearly a villain name, just keep in mind the villain for my current series is called Zolgarin. I have a type. Of my
you
villain.
Definitely have a type, and it generally involves Z's in some fashion.
Oh, look, hey, what was the villain in Voltron called? Zarkon? That's just a good villain-sounding sort of...
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair
enough. Other than that, it might have been in the gory action cartoon Primal by Genndy Tartakovsky.
Might have been.
The reason why I say this is because I Googled a Frovenator pop culture, and I see images of Primal.
But not an actual Frovenator.
It looks like an Frovenator, but the show's so stylized. Until someone confirms it, and then when I Google like list of creatures shown on Primal, it's not on there. But there's
Don't know what to do about that. I haven't seen it. Obviously,
it's a great show.
Genndy Tartakovsky is
he's a legendary animator.
Legendary animator. I definitely remember a lot of Cartoon Network things. That
Samurai Jack was his.
Dexter's Laboratory was one I knew.
Well, Samurai Jack was really good too because
Samurai Jack's probably the better critically received.
Well, that's a more artistic sort of thing. Samurai Jack has very little dialogue for a cartoon show. Primal has no dialogue and no narrator either. Like, it's just grunts.
So
and
there are
roar.
No, like, human characters at
there
all,
is a human
or
character,
are they,
but he
like, prehistoric.
There's a human character. It's like sort of
like
a
Homo erectus rather than.
Well, no, humans. It's just a caveman, so it could be Homo erectus. It's like a sort of fancy prehistoric world where there's people and dinosaurs.
Gotcha.
But he doesn't talk. The dinosaurs don't talk, obviously, but you can tell what's going on by the animation and the music, and it's just. Beautifully done. Anyways,
I love how you haven't watched the show to confirm if a Frovenator's actually.
I have watched the show. Actually, no.
So how did you not confirm?
Because it doesn't say that it's a Frovenator in the show. Because again, there's no dialogue. And like also on the wiki for Primal, it doesn't have it listed. But every time I Google a Frovenator pop culture, that particular dinosaur, which I know which one they're talking about in the show, it comes up. So
all right.
I don't know. Anyways,
might have been in there.
Anyways, they had a lot of crazy ones though. It's funny. The second season's coming out, and like there's like other humans that are coming in as well. There were some humans, but there's other humans, and these are more like Bronze Age style humans. So rather than cave people, these are like Roman sort of.
Oh, okay.
Like Bronze Age, not right. Stone Age, Bronze yeah. Age.
And the then I see still alive. They haven't been hunted to extinction yet.
Yeah, but like the thing, some comments are like, "Oh, this seems kind of weird for dinosaurs." I'm like, there was already people. This is much closer to the people than dinosaurs. True. If you can accept people and dinosaurs together, you can accept Bronze Age people and dinosaurs together.
Yeah.
Anyway,
definitely closer in the evolution.
Anyways, so people know that the continents all being together at one point, Pangea, you know.
Of course.
Then once they finally start splitting up, people knew that they first split into two continents, Laurasia and Gondwana, on the north and the south, respectively.
Okay, yeah. So
there was a barrier between the north and the south, right? And all the animals from each point onwards are unique.
Presumably, it wasn't like an inland sea kind of.
It wasn't inland sea.
The Tethys?
Tethys is the area that split up Asia with the Atlantic.
Around the whole thing.
That's Penthalassa, is what you're thinking of. Because when there was Pangea, there was Penthalassa. See, Pangea means all land. Penthalassa means all sea.
Land. Yeah, okay.
Thalassophobia is the fear of ocean, by the way. So, anyways, the Tethys Sea is an area that connected Asia with the Atlantic.
Oh, okay.
Sort of like where the Red Sea is now, but much bigger.
All right.
So, while Africa and South America were together, and Africa was separated from Asia by the Tethys Sea, which I have my notes here. I just read my notes. One place where the northern and southern continents did seem to touch, or at least get really close, was Africa and Europe.
I mean, that's that strait is actually fairly narrow.
The Strait of Gibraltar,
Between
Spain and Morocco.
Oh, is it Spain that's south of Portugal?
Portugal's to the east.
For some reason, I thought it was on the west side.
I'm sorry, the west. I'm sorry. It is Portugal's to the west
but,
of
Spain.
But
if it's northwest, then it would be different.
It's northwest.
Okay,
so
it's not southwest.
Okay, so it's Spain and Morocco. That's the Strait of Gibraltar.
I mean, it's still relatively small.
So we found so many similar animals in both locations that many group of dinosaurs that were normally only represented in lower Gondwana continents have some species also represented in southern Europe. For instance, the Spinosaurus' three most famous members are Spinosaurus itself.
Gee, I wonder why.
Baryonyx and Irritator. Just love that name.
What a name. They ran out of good ones before they came to this dinosaur.
For more, if you want to know
more about that, check out the episode.
On Irritator. I think it's like 65. I don't know.
Indeed.
I mean, I don't have the numbers listed anymore. So just go look, search for it on the database.
That's a different joke. Anyway.
Yeah. Like, I talk about why it's called Irritator. Anyways, Irritator is from South America. Spinosaurus is from Africa. Baryonyx is from Europe, though. So it's from England.
Getting each territory.
As far as we know, there are no representatives of the family in North America, though. So.
Well, maybe yet.
That's true. That we know about. Same with the Abila swords. They seem confined to the southern continents with Carnotaurus from South America, Rugops and Majungasaurus from Africa, and Rajasaurus from India. Keep in mind that India was once part of a subcontinent that included Madagascar and wouldn't have collided with Asia until well into the Cenozoic.
Well, and to be fair, I think India is still considered a subcontinent.
It is.
Because of its size, and it just theoretically went from...
Well,
because
the Himalayas were formed by it colliding with Asia. So that, those are all its southern representatives. But they have one northern representative, Tarascosaurus, known from the southern parts of France.
Huh.
I bring this all up because there's another example. This is a Megalosaurus, named after the first dinosaur ever. These dinosaurs are relatives of the Spinosaurus. And
because
like,
they were megalomaniacs, they had to call it that first.
Yeah, that's definitely it.
That's totally why.
Yeah. I like how megalo just means big. So megalomaniac just means big maniac.
Yeah, well, it's not wrong.
You got a maniac, but then you got a big
maniac. Well, what's the full term for fan, right?
A fanatic.
Exactly.
Yeah. So megalosaurids are relatives of the spinosaurids, and like them, they seem to evolve mainly in those African-Europe areas. Although since this was the early parts of the Jurassic, the continent of Pangaea was still mostly together, so their family could spread out a bit more in the Cretaceous relatives. Like, Torvosaurus is a Jurassic carnivore that was second fiddle to Allosaurus in North America. That was a megalosaurid, too.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, Afrovenator means African hunter, and therefore, I wager, it's okay to imagine them with a big feathery afro.
Now, there it is! There it is. We made it so far without making that joke.
Okay, here's the thing. Like, I know I said last episode you were on and before. Like, normally I wouldn't stoop so low to make jokes about creatures' names just because it sounds like something funny. Santana Raptor, Homo erectus, Polycornus, Zibby. Sorry, I think I swallowed some spit or something. But this one's okay because this time it's not a coincidence.
Yeah, I was going to say it is from Africa. So
the Afro hairstyle got its name because it was popularized by African Americans.
Oh, okay. Okay, sure.
Hence Afro, like African. And Afrovenator means African hunter. So, ha!
See, I was going from the other side, but all right, sure, it works.
It means the same thing. It. So maybe make all the Afrovenator with Afro jokes that you want.
So some of them must have been really good at disco.
Yeah, exactly. look, so...
They're walking around with combs in their hair.
Look, that's not to say this is a good joke.
No, not at all.
It's just you can make the joke. It might even be a racist joke.
It might even be.
But
isn't that speciesist if you're doing it because of the Afro?
Well, no, but you're stereotyping like, oh, it's African. Like, oh, no. I don't know. Look, it's tempting, though. Like, it's real tempting. Afrovenator had a particularly lengthy and flat skull for its family, perhaps foreshadowing the family's later evolving relatives, the Spinosaurus, which is kind of interesting. It was discovered and named by Paul Sereno, one of my favorite paleontologists, mainly because I've met him.
Well, I imagine those are not very many in number.
Nope, he's the only one. He's the only one.
To say.
Wait, no, there's some lesser-known paleontologists I know at Dinosaur Rage when I volunteered there.
Oh, fair enough.
Lesser-known.
Well, and that doesn't count all the hobby paleontologists that you know.
So me. I've met myself. No, I'm not a paleontologist. I don't go.
What about?
See my fossil brush collection over there?
What about Lawrence? Anyway.
Oh, and Lawrence, too. That's right. He actually did study paleontology, so wow. Forgot about that. But no, Paul Sereno was nice. He did a lecture at the Denver Museum that my mom and I went to a while back.
Talking about the Museum of Nature and Science?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was a good time. He was very funny, too, which is nice because.
That almost defeats the stereotype.
That's the thing, because like, if you go to a paleontological lecture, what do you expect it to be? Like,
dusty. From all the stuff on their clothes that they did in the
well, and also they're like, so the fenestra here is connected to the cranial
and we found this thing, and it was described like such.
And it's like the caudal vertebra here. You can see there's only three on this relative, but 3.5. I was like, shut up! Make it funny! Tell jokes!
Well, I mean, make it interesting.
Exactly. Charisma. Just charisma is all I want, and most paleontologists have zero charisma. Paul Sereno does, though. So you do good, Paul.
So, and if you're listening, thank you very much.
Paul Sereno's listening. Oh, my God. It's a huge honor, man. You know, it's the thing. Like, he seems to, like, some of the villains... The villains of my first Megazoic books from each of the versions, Afrovenator and Suchomimus, both of them were described by Paul Sereno.
That's coincidence.
Yeah, so.
Or omen.
Oh, classic in-joke we
old,
have.
Old jokes abound
anyways,
here.
The Megalosaurids were forced to be reckoned with in the Jurassic, becoming the first large super predators in the theropod family, but
well,
alas...
I mean, Megalosaurids kind of like the first family that was discovered, but that also coincides with them being early enough...
I mean, there were some other
larger
ones,
right?
The coelophysids and other ones, but like, and like Dilophosaurus was earlier and it was kind of big-ish.
Right, but aren't, wait, Dilophosauruses aren't carnivores.
Yeah, they are.
I don't know why I was thinking they weren't. Okay, whatever. Moving
you remember
on.
Jurassic Park with the frill? Except it didn't have the frill in real life.
Yeah. Anyways. This is why I'm not on Paleo Bites. If you need more proof.
We got one more episode, then you're done forever until I need to press the button again. But I'll try to hold back.
I might just say no next time. We'll see. Anyway.
We'll see. But thank you for doing it this time. Anyways. So, anyways. Alas, the Megalosaurs were outcompeted by the Allosaurs and the Coelurosaurs and became extinct in the Jurassic Cretaceous boundary. Sad day. Pour one out for the Afrovenator. Give it roller skates, disco music. Yeah.
Staying alive, stay. Ooh.
Getting extinct, getting extinct. Dead, 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 dead. Getting extinct, getting extinct.
We have found the answer, the disco song for the paleontology community right there. We gotta trademark that crap.
Anyways,
all right,
let's rate it 1 out of 65 million, shall we?
All right.
I'm going to give it 3 Afro picks out of 5.
Only 3? Wow. Wow, you're harsh.
It's better than Fukui Raptor, but.
Fair enough.
I also was one of those, this is weird aside about this, that means nothing to probably anyone. I always keep thinking this is a Cretaceous dinosaur, but it's Jurassic, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay.
It's one of those ones that feels like it should be Cretaceous, but I don't know.
If it's an early entry into the Megalosaurus.
No, I know. I don't know. Just.
I mean, that's all I know about it, so how else am I supposed to look at it?
I don't know. Anyway.
I would say that it's named on point, and I do happen to like on point names. All of the big Afro jokes, I give it Afro. 5-star rating.
Okay. If neither of us use the 65 million scale, that'd be pretty funny.
So I think on the whole, I'm going to rate this a 6 Afros out of 10.
Whoa. Cool. Out of 65 million, we're giving it 3 Afro picks out of 5 and 6 Afros out of 10. Put that down on the record books.
The fossil record right there, baby.
All right, that's it for this week. If you want to get a hold of the show, you can contact us at MattDeep@MatthewDonCreator.com for any questions to any of the co-hosts. You can follow me on social media at MatthewDonCreator on Facebook, at MatthewDon64 on Twitter, and MatthewDon64 on Instagram. Where can they find you?
Yeah, social media stuffs. I have another podcast. I have not alluded to it in this episode, so to reiterate, it's called Nerds Are Us.
Yes.
It's like a general store for nerds. We're always expanding, adding things. We're still looking for your fandom's aisle, so come on in and figure it out. That podcast available where you're listening to this one.
It's Libsyn. So
nerds-r-us.libsyn.com.
And also wherever you listen to podcasts.
Wherever you're listening to this podcast, it's going to be there because we use the same service. So it's published to the same place.
Yeah, so like Apple Podcasts, Spotify,
said,
wherever.
Fine. We also have a Discord server, and I will make sure that Matt has the link in the description if you want to get in touch with me. Questions about that show, go check it out. We'd love to have you as well. Thanks so much for listening to this rare occasion that I happen to be on Paleo Bites.
And if you want to hear more of this kind of banter,
yeah, go
there's
check
160
out.
Plus episodes of our other currently on hiatus show, The Ritwits, where two twits, you and me, talk about ritting.
Who else is the twit in the room? No. It can't be me. Who are you talking about?
Lyra.
The bird. Okay, yes. Got it.
Anyway, so.
She just tweets.
She has a Twitter. It's her cage. Her Twitter handle is her perch. Anyways. I have a book series on Amazon Megazoic available for print and Kindle. Like I said before, there is an Afrovenator in it. It's the shade Nolix. All the shades, except for Sinetho, the main one,
yeah,
they all kind of have names that are kind of inspired by dark gods. Like there's Nolix, there's... It's not. It's basically Hecate, but it's something different. Hedic. There's Hedic. I should remember my own character name.
You should remember your own characters, but I can't.
Okay.
Help you.
Nolix. Mospel.
Like right.
And
Nox. Nix.
Nolix is Nix.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
What was that one? He's a Paraposaurus. What was his name? Oh, a pop. It was after Apophis. I should know my character's name.
He'll wake up at like 2 a.m. and
look.
Oh, that was it.
Look,
after we stop recording.
Gotta be honest, the shades were just cannon fodder for a certain character to just cut down. Spoiler alert.
And for more on that,
I give them their own individual personality.
I feel like we have the button, but that's okay.
I write so many books that like I can't recall.
They run together. Even the dinosaurs that he was so pleased to write about.
Oh my god, what was Apoxis? Was that it?
I think it was Apoxis.
And I think that's all of them. There were 6. Sinetho.
Sinetho.
Hedic. Nolix. Mospel.
Mospel and
Apoxis. That's five.
Yeah.
Who the hell am I missing?
It'll wake him up at 2 a.m., but for now, I think we're done. Put it in the description. You'll be like, oh, I remembered the last one.
Okay, hold on. I was going to try and go to the next segments while looking for this sneakily, but no, I just used all the segments. Anyways, that's it for this week. I'm going slowly so I can check. As we say, at the end.
And as we always say,
of every
episode of Paleo Bites.
I can't find it on Paleo Bites.
Getting extinct. Getting extinct.
Apocus was his name, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Apocus. Getting extinct. Getting extinct. Bye, guys.
See ya.
Listen to better shows.
Like the Right Way.
Yeah, I like the Right Way.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.